Okay, so who out there is glad that all the Christmas craziness is over? Don't worry, you can admit it. You know, sometimes all of the, you know, the things that we go through in preparation of all that, you know, we can kind of really lose sight of what we're supposed to be doing and what's really going on at this time of year. But thank goodness for many more centuries than I can care to count, you know, we have been celebrating as Catholics the octave of Christmas, which means that we have stepped out of normal daily time. And the day of Christmas actually lasts for what we would call 8 calendar days. And I like to kind of say that both Christmas and Easter are the days that were so great that God made them last for 8. Just so you know, so I mean, and in many ways, I think it gives us a chance to sit back and to really take a break and to think about what's going on, because the season can be enough. You know, it can be enough to overwhelm us sometimes, especially with all the extra baggage that we've added on there over the centuries and sometimes that we add on ourselves when it comes to that day of quote-unquote Christmas. You know, and, you know, a lot of times I think we can look at our faith and, you know, especially when we hear, you know, this idea when we celebrate the, you know, the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. You know, sometimes I think that we can forget that while Mary and Joseph were arguably, well, Mary, of course, the most holy human being to ever walk the planet, solely human being, I might add, and Joseph was a close second or third when we really start talking about things. Even they, around that time of Jesus's birth, had a pretty rough time. So let's kind of back things up and let's kind of rewind and see what's, you know, what we're talking about here. Okay, so you've got a man who is betrothed, usually, you know, through family arrangements and all those things, to marry a woman. He finds out she's pregnant. Not only does he find out she's pregnant with the Son of God, and through the Holy Spirit is how that pregnancy happened. He's asked to put that on hold and go ahead and believe. He does. This same woman, in the course of all this, and keep in mind, Mary was probably, in that time, it would not have been uncommon for her to be 13 or 14 years old when she was preparing to get married. And to her, an angel comes and says, guess what? You're going to be the mother of God. And you remember her questions and everything that went on. And, you know, in the end, she said, be it done unto me according to thy word. And she accepted it. You know, she kind of took that. That was a huge leap. If brothers and sisters, when we think those were easy decisions, they weren't. So then what happens after the child is born in a manger, because they couldn't find a place to stay, all of a sudden, you know, an angel comes to them a day or two after the babe is born and says, guess what? You got to move or you're going to die. Again, Joseph gets this message in a dream. Think about that. What would you have done, you know, for those of you who were married out there, if 2 or 3 days after you were married, all of a sudden you had to pick up and any plans that you might have made were absolutely put on hold and changed? You know, think about that. Think about how difficult it would be to make that decision. Yet they did it. They lived in the land of, you know, they lived in a distant land. They went to Egypt and lived while Jesus was growing up. And then, of course, you know, after Herod died so that Jesus could do that, all of a sudden, the angel comes to Joseph in a dream again, and boom, they're on the road, they're heading off, and eventually, you know, they end off having to go to Nazareth just to be safe. You know, brothers and sisters, while Joseph and Mary were very holy people, they were still people. They were just like you and I. You know, sometimes the choices that we have to make to follow God, to follow our faith, are pretty difficult. You know, and even sometimes when we get to that, you know, that celebration of Christmas, you know, I mean, it should be a time, you know, that we're all caught up in the season. But unfortunately, sometimes, you know, we fall into that time where we find out that our families are not perfect. You know, sometimes the holidays, you know, that particular day that we celebrate Christmas and we make so much big, you know, such a big fuss about, can be a real time of stress for people. It can be a difficulty. It can dredge up for each and every one of us painful memories as well as good ones. I'm not trying to say that it's bad, but, you know, I'm trying to say that, you know, along the way and as we celebrate this, we are confronted with the same types of realities that Mary and Joseph were on that first Christmas. on that first time of Jesus's birth, you know, they were asked to go through and to forgive and to make some very, very difficult choices because God had asked them to do that. You know, and in many ways, it's a good chance that we get to take a look and to see that even some of the most holy people on the planet struggled the same way that we do. That they had to, you know, they had to make some tough choices. They had to do some difficult things. They had to forgive and they had to move and they had to do a lot of things that I'm sure were not on their list of things to do as, you know, they were talking about all of this. But they did it anyway. And I think the reason that we celebrate this holy family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph so much is that between them, what they actually did was they said, okay, God, I'm going to trust you. Just like they did from the very beginning, those two parents. They said, okay, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to count that you will have my back when things starts getting difficult. And for that, brothers and sisters, that's something that we can celebrate. Because let's face it, life isn't easy. It's difficult. But as long as we can follow the example of our mother, our great-great-great-great-great-grandmother, and our great-great-great-great-great-grand, you know, add a few more thousand greats on there, our great-grandparents in the faith, Mary and Joseph, if we can settle into and approach our lives the way they did, you know, just trying to live the law of God, what God has taught us the best they can, and to trust in him when those difficult things in our lives come around, you know, we can be just like them. And we can know that God is there for us and that he's helping us out. And that's something to celebrate. You know, it's the way of celebrating, you know, the fact that even if, brothers and sisters, you know, this holy family that we've been entered into, it branches out a lot larger than and a lot farther than, you know, just our biological families. I mean, today you get the opportunity, and if you would, just take a moment here, look to your left, you know, and then look to your right, and then turn around and look in back of you. Brothers and sisters, this is your family in Christ. Now, even when we get together sometimes, we might be just as dysfunctional as regular families can be, but we're here to celebrate, and we're here to support each other. We're here to fill in the gaps that, you know, I mean, I can guarantee you that within the confines of this room, we have enough energy, you know, from the young, we have enough experience from those who are older, and we have enough specialties here that, you know, everything we need is here to help us grow in our faith. And that is something to celebrate. You know, today we celebrate the fact that by Jesus' birth and by our baptism, we are members of God's family. And it's a pretty good family. Sure, like other families out there, we've made some mistakes over the years. But at the same time, we've always been there for each other. We've always been able to share the most important things in our lives, and that's the fact that God loves us. He was willing to go so much trouble to show us that. So let's think about that, you know, as we go about our week and as we still celebrate this Christmas Day. Remember, it's still Christmas Day, brothers and sisters. We celebrate that day that God came down to save us and to show us how much he loved us, that he didn't leave us alone to do it. He gave us a great family to do it along with.